Hello, you're listening to the Knowledge Share with Dr. Dave podcast, hosted on grokshare.com and also on iTunes and Google Play. You are listening to episode number 13, Lucky Number 13, with Armen Mehrabian, implementing SAFE 4.0 with SBC certification.
Hi, Armen. Let's talk about Scale Agile Framework Program Consultant or SBC certification. So tell me, what is it and what are some of the benefits of this certification?
All right, Dave. So this course is actually the full name is Implementing SAFE 4.0 with SBC certification. And what it is a certification course for people that want to implement the Scaled Agile Framework. And it's really designed for the change agents within a company that are really interested in the Scaled Agile Framework and want to implement it and want to get an in-depth understanding of what this framework is. And also, what are the step-by-step sort of the success patterns that have been been used to implement this framework in other companies. So it's really designed for people that are kind of, you know, experienced Agile people. So a lot of the people that attend are people that have, you know, a pretty deep Agile background, or they have high positions within the development organization. So typically like VP of engineering, VP of or director of engineering. And also other people that take the class are those that are external consultants. That's kind of the category that I was in when I took my certification class.
So what is your experience as a practicing SBC?
Yeah, so, you know, I attended the very first SBC class that was put on back in 2012. I took the class directly from the creator of the Scaled Agile Framework, Dean Leffingwell, and that was a class that, you know, lasted 4 days, and I was in there with another 12 or 14 other people, I don't quite remember, but basically my whole consulting career changed after taking that class. I started teaching classes, not the exact same class, but other classes like Leading SAFE and SAFE Scrum XP. Basically, I was able to go into organizations and help them with their transformations, as well as certify people in within their companies with Scaled Agile Framework.
Amazing. So you lead SBC classes around the country and even around the world. Can you describe the SBC class and who benefits from attending to achieve this SBC certification?
Yeah, sure, Dave. So that's exactly right. I teach these classes all over the country, and the people that take it are, like I was saying, they're the change agents within companies, and it's a 4-day class, and we cover all kinds of topics. And as a result of attending this class, they can go back to their organizations and implement it. And in fact, a lot of the people that take this class become part of the core members. We call them Lean Agile Transformation, the gurus, or we call them actually the Lean Agile Transformation team that then is able to implement the Scale Agile Framework within those companies. So typically they'll go back to their companies after this 4 days of training, and they'll look at their organization. They'll identify a program that's large enough that can really benefit from the Scaled Agile Framework, and they'll identify that, and then they'll do the groundwork to actually launch their very first Agile release train.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, so that's the typical sort of the success pattern of the attendees of the Scaled Agile Framework. In fact, I've just, you know, the last year or so, I've been working with a team that attended my training last year. In fact, Dave, it was the very same training that you attended last year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a year ago. That was last year, May.
That's right.
That's awesome. So talk to us about some of the topics that you cover in the class.
Yeah, sure. So the topics that are covered in the class are really in-depth sort of understanding of Scaled Agile Framework. We cover a lot of the principles of the Scaled Agile Framework. And really what we start out with is making sure that people have the right Lean Agile mindset. So the first couple of days is all focused on kind of creating that leadership mindset, you know, really understanding the principles behind what makes SAFE so successful. And then what we do is we have a simulation, and the simulation takes half a day, where the participants are, you know, really get involved in a simulation of what it would be like if they implemented the Scaled Agile framework. So they go through the whole process of backlog grooming. They go through a simulation of a two-day PI planning event, and we condense that into half a day. So that way, people really get to know the nuts and bolts of what it takes to implement the Scaled Agile framework. And then the last 2 days, we talk about, you know, all the nuts and bolts of actually doing a transformation, what kind of people you need, and then, you know, what kind of time frame it takes. And, you know, we cover all kinds of situations with value streams and value stream mapping. So that's sort of the, you know, the level of the course and the kind of things that we cover.
So in terms of prerequisites, are there any special prerequisites that you have to attend the class?
You know, there's really, you know, anybody's welcome to attend, but really, like I've been saying, it's an advanced class. So we highly recommend 5+ years of software or IT industry experience. And then we also want people to have had some exposure to agile methods for about 3 years. And, you know, one or more relevant Agile certifications like Certified Scrum Master or Certified Product Owner. I think if somebody comes in cold and has never done any Agile, it's going to be really hard to keep up with the class. So those are the prerequisites that we recommend.
So to get the certification, it seems like there's a test involved. So what's in the test, and is it really hard to pass?
Yeah, you know, the test is something that you take online after you've attended the class. And yeah, it's been described as pretty tough. It's a lot less, you know, when I took the test, it had like 10 or so essay questions. Today, it's all multiple choice. It's all online. There's 120 questions, and you have 2 hours to take it. And it's a timed exam, and it's closed book, closed browser. And we have about a 70% passing rate usually. But what I found is that people that really attend, you know, and are attentive during class and, you know, take about maybe half a day to study, tend to pass the test. So it has a pretty good success rate, but not everybody passes for sure.
No, that's understandable. If everyone passed, then it would be too easy to become an SVC, right?
That's right. That's right. This class is actually very valuable. It's got a lot of recognition in the industry, especially in the area of Scaled Agile.
Most excellent. So how much does it cost? How much does it cost to take this course?
Yeah, like I said, it's 4 days, so it's kind of expensive. It's $29.95. So that's $2,995 for a 4-day class with the exam and all of the, you know, stationery and the book included. However, Dave, for your listeners, we have a discount code, and they can get $200 off.
Excellent. What's the discount code? Are you going to tell me that later?
Yeah, actually, it's going to be. I was going to just say if you go to the site that's going to be on your podcast website, if you go to that URL and type in Nullshare, then they would get the $200 discount.
So is that KNOLSHARE, and then they'll get the discount.
That's correct.
Awesome. So once we're certified as an SBC, we passed the test, we did 4 days. What can I do once I'm certified?
Yeah, so this is kind of, I was explaining my own experience after I became certified back in 2012. You will now be, I mean, the most valuable part of this is you'll be recognize as somebody that can help an organization go through a Scaled Agile framework transformation. So that's, to me, the most valuable part is that recognition. But the other thing, the other practical things are that you will be able to certify others in SAFE for Teams. That's one of their certification classes. This is for practitioners. So you'll be actually able to give classes and certify people. And then the other class is called Leading Safe. This is a class mainly targeting middle managers that are implementing the Scaled Agile Framework. And then Safe Product Manager and Product Owner Certification. You'll be able to give classes for product owners and product managers. And then lastly, there's a class called Advanced Scrum Master. This just came out. And this is where you'll be able to teach this course to Scrum Masters within organizations and be able to give them this certification as well. So, you know, this is something that I find other organizations that do Agile training, they don't have the equivalent of this SPC. Usually you can get some kind of certification, but to have the authority to certify others is like a 10-year process.
Wow. So as part of the certifying body, you allow people to certify people as a product owner of some sort?
That's right. Yeah. So if you get this certification, this SPC certification, you will be able to certify product owners and product managers.
Nice. This is excellent. So where can I sign up? Tell me more.
Yeah. So I have an Eventbrite set up for a class that I'll be giving in San Diego. But I wanted to let your listeners know, Dave, that they can go to the scaledagileacademy.com website, and they can look up like when they want to take this class and where they want to take it. So it's offered across the nation and even internationally. But the plug I want to give is for the class that I'm offering next month, which is in San Diego. So it's from May 17th through the 20th in San Diego. And I will be offering this class every quarter. And so that's my plan. But this next one's already scheduled, so they can go to the website that's going to be, the URL is going to be on your site, and be able to get that discount. So I'm hoping the listeners will sign up for my class. But like I said, you might want to check out the ones that are on the Scaled Agile Academy in case San Diego and May, the month of May, doesn't work out for you.
Wow, this is great. This is a great opportunity. I know it's been great for me as an SBC and a practicing SBC. Any last words for our listeners to get them out of their seats and to get down to San Diego and take your class?
Yeah, I would say that, if this interests you, first of all, go to the Scaled Agile Academy website, read up on it, go to the scaledagileframework.com website if you haven't already, and familiarize yourself with the framework. And also there's case studies. There's over 300 companies that have implemented the Scaled Agile Framework, and I think to date there's something like 30 case studies that are on the website as well that you can read about. So this is an exciting time for people implementing Agile at scale. And so I'd really highly recommend that you check it out.
Well, thank you so much, Armin, for giving your time and for really sharing with the audience. And out there, I just hope that you come out to our site, listen to this podcast, and get out there and sign up for this class. I could tell you personally, I've gone through the class with Armin, and it has been a great experience and a great learning opportunity for me.
Well, it's been my pleasure, Dave. It's always a pleasure to work with people that are really excited about, you know, helping companies achieve more and have a good time while they're doing it.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Armin, and we'll talk to you again soon.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Look for the KnowledgeShare with Dr. Dave podcast on iTunes and Google Play. The KnowledgeShare with Dr. Dave podcast is hosted on grokshare.com. If you have any questions for Dr. Dave, reach out on Twitter at Dr. Dave Info or at KnowledgeShare.
You grokshare?
I grok it and KnowledgeShare every day. Every day. Until next time, pursue goodness, share, and learn.